بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We've completed the 29th para today. Alhamdulillah. Surah Al-Mulk, Tabarak. The surah that every one of us, or most of us, read it every day after Isha. No doubt it is the right time to read also. And Nabi Karim sort of said that person read after Isha Tabarak, then he will be safeguarded from the punishment of the Qabr. The time when a person reads the Tabarak and tries to make a good life of him, following the correct way of life, he passes away, then the Farishtas protect him. And when it comes to or question him or try to anyway come near him, then this surah will protect him. Become like a weapon that will prevent him, say, no, don't come to him, because he was reading Tabarak. So I am here to protect him from all sides. When the Farishtas come question him, and from all sides Tabarak will come and protect him and say that he even got in his heart and reading Bahadur also. So this is something that we must always learn, that must be learned. To read Tabarak every day. But now you may not be under the impression now that it's good to protect yourself from the punishment of the Qabr, that now we can do whatever we want to do. It's obvious this, but everything got its conditions. Condition that we must keep away from all kinds of sins, keep Allah Ta'ala happy. Inshallah, then the effect will take place. Likewise, one Sahabi has seen leaning against from Qabr. And then from their cover they heard the Surah Tabarak being read. The moment they read the Surah Tabarak, they came to ask Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, we did not realize that this meaning against the cover, and this is what we heard from the cover of Tabarak, Surah Tabarak. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes, Surah Tabarak is the surah that when you read at night, then it will protect you from the punishment of the cover. Just imagine what a great thing, an easy thing to do. Yet we will not need those things when we go to sleep. The early days people should read Surah Yasin when they wake up in the morning. And Surah Yasin is a very great surah, the heart of the Quran. Likewise, Surah Mulk when you go to sleep, you read that. Taking the name of Allah in the morning, in the evening, still take the name of Allah Ta'ala. No doubt you sleep very well, to everything good for you. The barakat in the morning, but in Surah Yasin, the barakat for you in the qabr, in the Surah Mulk. So what a great thing. Likewise, another surah also where Allah Ta'ala gives a sign to Muslimin, who is a person, that person is very punctual to the salah, just keep away from all, he protects himself from zina. He says, although he fulfilled the command of Allah, yet he has fear of Allah Ta'ala. He fulfills the command of Allah, obeys every command of Allah Ta'ala, but with all that he still fear Allah Ta'ala. But the most important thing is to fear Allah Ta'ala. When you fear Allah Ta'ala, then you won't commit any wrongs at all. But the command of a person is after he does all the right things and then still fear Allah Ta'ala. That is something. That is something very great. Usually a person, when he does all the good acts, then the fear is not in his heart, he feels he's doing everything. But here Allah Ta'ala is showing us this much, that all that the person is of that kind, that when he does all the command of Allah Ta'ala, obeys every command, yet he has fear of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, the fear is this much, I don't know whether I'll be accepted or not. I don't know whether I'll be accepted. Fariqun fil jannat wa fariqun fil sa'id. Even Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi, when he reads this serious ayat, he begins to fear. He does not know which group he'll be belonging to. Fariqun fil jannat or fariqun fil sa'id, does not know. The fear was there. So he was so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing all the good deeds, everything, trying his level with Allah. Yet he was so fear that I don't know which group I'll be. So here, the sign of Muslimin is that everything good, obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet he has a fear of Allah. Likewise, in the do any kind of charity, they give to people who need, and those who don't ask, give them also. But these are qualities that Muslims should have in him. So these are few things Allah Ta'ala praised. So we also want to be among those praised people too. So if we do those things which Allah Ta'ala mentioned us to do, if we do that in our acts too, inshallah Allah Ta'ala will make us among them. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. اللهم نسألك بالدعاء ونعوذ بك من سخطك ربنا علمنا نورنا وقنا انك على كل شيء قدير اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا والاخره قبل وعدنا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وارحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا واخطانا وتحت اعيننا لسان محمد وعلى ربنا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين رب ارحمنا كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم حبب الإيمان وزين في قلوبنا وكفنا الكفر والفسوق واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من المهديين واجعلنا من الذين عفوك عليهم ودعهم يحترمون اللهم نسألك بالدعاء والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وصلى الله تعالى على قول سيدنا برحمتك يا رب.